Chapter 1. Shakespeare was right. The first thing we do, let's kill all the lawyers.
I wish I could hear you say that in person, I said.
Yeah, over the cell phone you miss all my dramatic gestures. Michael's voice sounded more exasperated than angry, and since I knew my husband wasn't usually prejudiced against the legal profession, I was puzzled instead of worried. Are you someplace where we can talk? He asked.
I'm not at the theater, if that's what you mean. Reverend Robin wanted to see me about something. At the moment, I'm over at Trinity, sitting in her office, waiting for her to solve a Christmas pageant prop emergency. So until she comes back, I'm at your service.
Hang up if you need to, he said. I'm just venting to you so I can be cool, calm, and collected when I go into my meeting.
What meeting?
I made myself more comfortable in Robin's guest chair and snagged a Christmas cookie from the red and green plate on her desk. And by the way, all the lawyers would include Cousin Festus and my brother. I know Rob can be annoying at times, but I'd miss him if you did him in.
And I thought you agreed that Festus was highly useful and a credit to his profession. Can we settle for bumping off whichever particular attorney has gotten your goat this morning?
One or more members of the college legal department, he said. Possibly the entire department if I can't get them to admit who signed off on that miserable, washed-up prima donna's contract.
Ah, then it's really Malcolm Haver you need to kill.
Robin walked back into her office as I was saying it, and a puzzled frown crossed her face. I held up my hand with two fingers raised to signal that I'd be off shortly and returned to my conversation with Michael.
What's he done now?
Showed up drunk for rehearsal. Again. Someone else might have thought his voice sounded calm, but I could hear the anger below the surface, and I took a few deep breaths to cool my own anger. I'd actually been relieved when the college proposed hiring a big-name actor to play Scrooge in this year's charity benefit production of A Christmas Carol, because I knew how exhausting it would be for Michael to direct and star. I'd been less than impressed when a board member pushed through hiring his old college buddy Haver. The whole point of casting someone from outside was to help with ticket sales, and I didn't think Haver was a big enough name to do that. And Haver had been a major pain from day one, even before he started drinking. Instead of halving Michael's workload, he'd at least doubled it. I was starting to worry about Michael's health, and I intensely resented how Haver had turned what was normally a festive, joyous, family-oriented season into one long headache. If you want him to disappear, I'm sure Mother can find someone to do the dirty work. I'd almost be willing to do it myself, but I didn't want to say so in front of Robin, who had taken up her knitting and would probably have finished another set of mittens for Trinity's Christmas scarf and mitten drive by the time Michael and I finished our conversation. I'd settle for figuring out where the hell he's getting his booze.
None of the businesses here in Carfilly will serve or sell to him, I said. Randall Shifley made sure of that.
I'm still amazed that so many people agreed.
They all know that your production is one of the main attractions of this year's Christmas in Carfilly Festival, I reminded him, and that having a well-known actor like Haver will help boost the ticket sales, a big portion of which will go to things that might otherwise cost tax dollars, all those social service programs we can't otherwise afford, enlightened self-interest.
Still, it only takes one rebel to supply him, Michael grumbled, or one starstruck private citizen, or he could be sneaking over to Clay County. They'd love to sabotage anything Carfilly does.
Which is why I think it's time to call in Stanley.
I'd already talked unofficially to Stanley Denton, Carfilly's leading and only private investigator, about whether he'd be willing to shadow Malcolm Haver as part of our efforts to keep the visiting star sober.
Exactly what I was thinking, he said. In fact, I'm just venting to you before going into a meeting with the Dean of Finance to get it approved.
Awesome, I said, and good luck. I should go. Robin just got back, and I'd better explain our homicidal musings to her before she reports us to Chief Burke.
When you leave Trinity, can you head over to the theater and keep an eye on things there until I finish arguing with Finance?
Can do, I said. Love you.
Back at you.